Florida Voices of Animals protested this weekend against the alleged inhuman treatment of chickens supplied to the fast food chain at two local Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurants in St. Petersburg and in Tampa. In St. Petersburg, at the intersection of 6th Avenue and 9th Street North, a dozen animal rights activists boycotted against the food chain. They held banners that read, "KFC stop boiling chickens alive and KFC tortures animals," and displayed the image of a scalded chicken or pictures of tortured birds. The protesters distributed leaflets and displayed a cage with chickens crammed into it. The boycott was part of a campaign by the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, that pushes for an international boycott of KFC until their standards of treating chickens are raised, says Nikki Benoit, outreach coordinator for Florida Voices of Animals.
They have a monthly campaign across the nation, actually, and other nations, to raise awareness among the masses that KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, as the largest seller of chicken, has not taken the responsible measures necessary to keep the animals from suffering horrific life and then an even more horrific death.
Benoit says that nearly 1 billion poultry killed each year for KFC are tortured in ways that could result in cruelty to animals charges if other animals were the victims. She says that the chickens are allegedly bred in overcrowded conditions to grow so large that many become crippled from the weight of their massive upper bodies.
Industry standard for chickens when they're born is to have the tips of their beaks seared off as an attempt to keep them from pecking each other, because they're living in very confined and stressful conditions. They're bred purposely to be larger than their bones typically can withstand, so many times their legs will buckle underneath them.
According to PETA's website and the documentary narrated by actress Pamela Anderson, the chickens supplied to KFC Live develop diseases from high ammonia levels, become lame and crippled from drugs that speed up growth.
They're inundated with one another's excrement, so there's the associated wounds. The ammonia causes upper respiratory infections. And again, so they're very shortened lives, pumped full of antibiotics and hormones to keep them growing large and from falling ill from such obvious reasons. It is not conducive to a healthy animal, thus a happy and humanely treated animal.
Benoit says the store managers refused to talk to her, and the manager from Tampa store called the police to stop the protest.
And they came out, they reiterated to the manager exactly what we said. Listen, this is public property and they have a right to be here. It's free speech.
She says that she continues to protest against the cruel treatment of the animals.
We're not out here to cause trouble or disturb the peace. We just want to raise awareness, and it's pretty effective. In KFC Canada, actually, the KFC Canada Corporation has agreed to phase out some of its most horrific treatment. They now even offer a vegan chicken sandwich. So it's that type of responsible leadership, responsible industry. As a developed nation such as the United States, we're a compassionate people, and this type of treatment of any living creature is not acceptable, period.
Previously, they have also been approached by store managers who told them that they don't have control over the treatment of the poultry processed by the company. The answer to these problems, she says, is more community involvement.
We need to be involved. We need to speak out. If you know of an atrocity, don't sit back expecting someone else to take care of it for you. We need collectively to speak as a unified voice, because if you don't, you can only expect corrupt corporations to continue to run the way the fabric of our world runs.
A passerby, Wayne Preem, picks up a leaflet and asks about the boycott.
I think it's a good cause what you got going on here. Animal cruelty, I can't go with that. You know, I've been an animal lover all my life. I mean, but how are you going to stop it, you know? How are you going to stop it? I mean, this is a good campaign and everything else, but people are still going to keep eating Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Susanna Sherman protests against the cruelty for animals with her 8-year-old son, Spencer. She says she hopes that the protests will shed light on how KFC treats the chickens.
I want people to be educated to understand that what they're eating and a little bit. I mean, if they look it up on the website and they find out a little more information, they can find out what the animals go through and different pieces of that.
Spencer Sherman says he likes the leaflet because he can interact with people.
KFC has some very horrible things they do with their chickens and how they, like, make their meat. So I think that here's the first reason. They shouldn't even be making that meat. Second reason, that meat is made so bad.
Spencer has been protesting for a year and says he does not agree with KFC's treatment of animals.
Because bad for the environment, and it's, well, it's just not very nice to the chickens, and it's not nice to the animals.
The manager of the store in St. Petersburg refused to talk to WMNF about the protest. Benoit says she hopes that this KFC will follow suit as KFC Canada did. For more information about the organization and their events, visit Tampa Area Animal Rights Meetup Group website at meetup.com. Andrea Lipka in St. Petersburg reporting for WMNF News.